Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
So Father, thank you for your power being released from the word that will be shared tonight. I thank you for your presence confirming the word that will be shared tonight. And I thank you, Father, that we'll get to see and experience your performance because of the word that will be shared tonight. In Jesus' name, and all God's people say amen. Come on, open your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. We're looking at, in this series, the word arise, arise. Because if we as children of God, if we're not careful, we will allow ourselves to live like everybody else in the world. When they're going through, then we'll start expecting to go through too. And then we will accept whatever we go through. And you hear me say this all the time. Whatever you accept, you can't take authority over. And so you'll be surprised that, as I mentioned a little while ago, there's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on in our countries. There's a lot going on in government. There's a lot going on in churches. There's a lot going on in families. There's a lot going on to where even some are prophetically speaking that the next 4 months or so is gonna really be a strenuous and challenging ride for the church. Well, I don't see any of that in the Bible. I don't see any of that. But many Christians are believing it because they are taking heed to a lot of voices instead of listening to the voice that count, the Spirit of God. Now, when I say that, I am not diminishing any prophetic voice, because you all know I believe in prophetic voice. I believe in the prophetic ministries. I believe in the prophetic anointing. I believe in prophetic declarations. You all know that. So I'm not diminishing. I'm saying that you have to understand how to lay and establish the proper foundation for your life so that you don't get shook, so that you don't get disturbed, so that you don't give in to fear, apprehension, worry, discouragement, depression, despair. Because those feelings come to us all, but we have to become spiritually mature enough and spiritually strong enough to resist it and do what the Bible says that we're supposed to do, arise. I gave you the definition that the word arise means to change your posture and your position. It means to change your status. So by doing so, I'm going to change my approach to how I live my life. I'm going to change my approach to how I navigate through life. I'm going to change my approach to what I'm expecting for my life. I'm going to take God at his word. I also said to you that the word arise means to emerge. That when you are arising, an emergence is taking place. When you arise, you're stepping into more. You're stepping up to something. And I don't know about you all, but you have some Christians, man, who look like 10 miles of bad road. They always got that going through look on them. And you have to understand that God has come to expose you. God has come, glory to God, to cause you to become more visible so the world around you will know what he's doing in you, what he's doing for you, and what he's doing because of you. Amen. That's why we're looking at this arise. And we have to change our approach. When you arise, you're stating, this is my position I've chosen to do life from, regardless of what life is trying to give me. See, what you go through and what I go through is two different things. The challenges you face, the challenges I face are two different things, but they're still challenges. They're still things that we are experiencing and encountering. I was ministering to someone this week and sharing with them that distasteful moments in life come to all of us. I said, but you got to understand this, that we serve a God who didn't just give us life and then he left. No, he gave us life and he says, I'm here to help you navigate through life. I'm here to strengthen you concerning life, because things are going to happen. Things will, there'll be twists and turns. See, none of that takes God by surprise. So this is why you have to arise. Let's look at the scripture. Now I'm going to read Isaiah 60. We're going to look at the first six verses of this 60th chapter. This today I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. All right? It says this, verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you. Glory to God. And his glory will be seen upon you. Verse 3. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Man, this is good stuff to me. Verse 4, lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The multitude of camels shall cover your land, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. All of this is coming because of you arising, based on verse 1, and understanding your light has come. But it's going to require you now not to give in to what's taking place with verse 2. Look at verse 2 again. For behold, what does the word behold mean? Look. The word behold means to look, see. And so we can observe this is happening all around us. Look what it says. The darkness shall cover the earth. Now, when God shares this with us through his word, the darkness shall cover the earth. He's not telling us so that you and I will become afraid of it. He's not telling us this so that now we will change what we believe and how we believe. He's not telling us this so that now we will be affected by the darkness. No, we're not supposed to be affected by it. We're not supposed to be intimidated by it. We're not supposed to be threatened by it in any way, shape, form, or fashion. For behold, he says in verse 2, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people. So that means that some people will be operating with what we call dark knowledge. That's in other words, operating from a place that's not godly or godlike. They're going to do things that you'll find strange. And, you know, where I am in my life, how old I am now, society and the world is totally different from when I was a child. What people will do to one another is totally different from when I was a child. But he says, deep darkness will be upon the people. But then look at the B part of verse 2. He says, but the Lord will arise over you. I'm going to submit to you that you're going to have to make it your business that you're going to establish and define your position in life from the Word of God and not from the world that's around you. Here's the reason why. Let's look at something. Keep a marker there and go with me to 1 John chapter 5. Look at 1 John chapter 5. Quickly. Come on. Because he says, deep darkness shall cover the people. Darkness shall be upon the earth. And God does not want you and I to be conditioned by the darkness or the effects of darkness. So you can't look at the news. You can't look at BBC, CNN, MSN, ABC, CBS. You can't be looking at all of that news or streaming news. And as you're streaming it and it come in and it's not giving you faith, it's not building your faith up. You know, it'd be different if when we heard some news reports, for example, they say, there's been a virus that hit the land, but I want you all to always remember God is your healer and it's not coming to your house because Psalms 91. Then it'd be different if they were building your faith up like that, but they're not doing that. They're telling you what's going on. So what they're doing is they're reporting the darkness that's taking place in the world, which the Bible already told us is going to take place. But you have to read the part that God says about you. Okay, look at 1 John chapter 5. Look at this, verse 19. Now, I remember the first time I read this verse. I got to be honest with you. I couldn't believe it. I said, what? Look at this. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19 from the King James Bible, it says, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. What? And we know. So the first time I read this, I read it, but I really didn't know that I was of God. I didn't know that how to operate in the authority of God, the power of God, submitting to the presence of God, expecting the promises of God to take place in my life. So I'm affected. But let me read it to, from another translation. Let's look at it from the Amplified Classic, 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. Come on. If you got your devices, you got to look at the Amplified Classic with me. You got to see this. Come on. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19 from the Amplified Classic. It says, we know positively that we are of God. You got to know this. We know positively that we are of God, and the whole world around us is under the power of the evil one. What? Yeah. Check that out. Look at this same verse now. Let's look at it from the New Living Translation. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. See, I want you to connect this verse to Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. So that you will arise instead of trying to live life from being affected by the darkness. Because if you're affected by the darkness, that means that you are now affected by the power of the evil one. This is why you got to arise. The New Living Translation says this, we know that we are children of God and that the world around us is under the control of the evil one. Amplified Classic said the power of the evil one. New Living Translation says the control of the evil one. So the adversary is manipulating natural circumstances and natural situations to affect people, hinder people, hurt people. Are you listening to me? Hold people down, hold people out, affect them. But you as a child of God can't submit or give in to that influence. Watch this. The Passion's translation. Oh my goodness. Of 1 John 5:19. See, when I read this years ago, I said, oh Lord, you got to help me. I don't want to be given into this. And I was affected like everybody else. I was upset at life. I was angry at life. I felt like I didn't have no answers. Going to church, but had no victory. Going to church, had no joy. Going to church, had no peace. Going to church, had no provision. Going to church, had no healing in my body. I'm struggling like everybody else. And God began. I allowed God to teach me by me submitting to it. You following me? Look at the Passion's translation. 1 John 5:19. We know that we are God's children. Man, you got to know that. You got to know that. We know that we are God's children and that the whole world lies under the misery and influence of the evil one. Y'all, I don't know about you, but my miserable days are over. They're over, man. I don't remember the last time I felt miserable. I am not saying that, you know, that days don't come that I'm not feeling up. When that happens, I resist it. I can't sit there and wallow in that and think about why am I feeling this way. No, you got to resist it. You have to take authority over it. You have to stir up the gift of God and the joy of God that's on the inside of you. It says, the whole world lies under the misery and influence of the evil one. How many people you know go to church and not happy? They go to church. They attend church, but they just not happy. They're not happy. Either they're not happy in their marriage. They're not happy in their family. They're not happy in their life. They're not happy about the state of their finances. They're not happy about where their career is. They're not happy, you know, in the ministry and just on and on. So that's why you got some spiritual leaders bounce from church to church instead of staying there with a church. Let's grow this thing. Let's do life with people. So go back to Isaiah chapter 6. Go back there. Come on. The New King James Version again. Man. You got to get this. This is why you have to arise. And this doesn't happen by accident. This is done on purpose. Amen. The first verse again, this is from the New King James, Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come. What's he talking about? Well, for lack of time, you know, for time's sake, let's you can make a note of this scripture, Psalms 119, verse 130. The scripture says, the entrance of his word giveth light, and it giveth understanding to the simple. The entrance of his word. The entrance of his word. You also know Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the entrance of his word, and it gives light. So every time I open myself up for the word, reading the word, speaking the word, declaring the word, hearing the word from an anointed man or woman of God, hearing the word. That's why we make the sermons available on the website so that you can have it audio form on the sermons page. And, you know, even though we make it available free of charge, people still don't take advantage of it. When was the last time you went to Faith Word Fellowship's website and accessed the sermons page and allowed the Spirit of God to do something in you, do something for you, do something upon you as you submitted to the teaching of the Word of God? That's why we have the YouTube channel. So if someone wanted to watch it, instead of just hearing it, they could still hear it, they could see it, and capture an anointing that causes breakthrough. When was the last time you went to Faith Word's YouTube channel and took advantage of what we have laid out to help you navigate through life in victory? The entrance of His Word. Just this week, today is Thursday, let's ask this question. What are you going through that you like to see God move in that situation? Just think for a moment. Answer that question. What are you going through just this week that you would like to see God move for you in that area to bring victory, to bring triumph, to bring the manifestation that you're seeking, okay? Now, you located what you'd like to see God do. Now, let's follow that question up with this question. This week, how many hours did you give yourself to listening to the teaching of the Word of God? See, the entrance of His Word giveth light. But what if I shut off the light from entering in? What if I shut off the Word from coming in? I'm affecting my faith, the strength of my faith. I'm affecting, watch this, the radiance of the light that comes from His Word. So now darkness will overwhelm me, all because of my spiritual laziness, or all because of me giving in to the demands of life and missing out with the Lord of life. Let me give you this. Psalms 119, 130 again says, the entrance of His Word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. When I read that years ago, I made up in my mind, my dumb days are over. My dumb days about how to make my life work, how to make my marriage work, how to make my family work, how to navigate, how to receive my health. I said, my dumb days are over, man. Because I had to get to that place because Hosea 4:6 says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So I didn't want to perish. Isaiah 5:13 says, my people are taken captive because of lack of knowledge. That's Isaiah 5:13. I didn't want to be captive, man. I wanted to be free. I wanted to be liberated. How about you? I know you do. That's why you're on this faith call. And that's why you've stuck with me as long as you've been with me and connected to the ministry, because you want to live at this place where God wants you. But it requires discipline. So put this down in your notes. When you have the light of the Word of God, based on Psalms 119, 130, based on Isaiah 60, verse 1, when you have the light of the Word of God, number one, your perspective rises. Your perspective rises. You saw this as we read those six verses in Isaiah. You will see different. You will see further. You will stop looking at what's happening to you, and you'll start looking from where you are to where God has taken you. Your perspective rises. Number two, when you have the light of the Word of God, your persuasion rises. See, this is all in this revelation. Arise. Your persuasion rises. In other words, what you're persuaded concerning, what you have confidence in, glory to God, it will rise. It'll elevate. Your persuasion rises. You will no longer, watch this, the devil will no longer get away with telling you that God isn't moving for you. The devil will no longer get away with telling you you're not getting your healing. The devil will no longer get away with telling you your family is not going to make it. The devil will no longer get away with telling you your business is not going to make it. Your ministry is not going to make it. Because your persuasion rises. This is not you doing something because of willpower. It's God doing something through his word in you that's causing you to arise. So when you have the light of the word of God, number one, your perspective rises. Number two, your persuasion rises. You ready for this? Excuse me. Number three, your personality rises. Glory to God. You're no longer the same person with the same personality deficits or same personality flaws. You're not that same person. Because, see, when your personality rises, your self-image will also grow. Glory to God. You won't see yourself defeated. You won't see yourself discouraged. Discouraged? I'm too encouraged to be discouraged. See, you won't see yourself giving in to disappointments because you understand that things are turning in your favor. Because you understand that it's just a matter of time, and the one who controls time is the one you're serving and you're in covenant with. So time becomes your friend and not your enemy. Jesus, I give you praise. When you have the light of the word of God, number one, your perspective rises. Number two, your persuasion rises. Number three, your personality rises. And then here we go. Number four, your performance rises. You will do more. Your competence level will become expanded and extended. Glory to God. What you will become capable of will increase. You won't respond the same way you've been responding before. Your performance will rise. Glory to God. And that brings us to number five. Why will your performance rise? Because your productivity will rise. Jesus, I give you praise. You will see more. You will have more. You will step into more. And you will become more because you've chosen to arise. So when you have the light of the word of God, number one, again, your perspective rises. Number two, your persuasion rises. Number three, your personality rises. Number four, your performance rises. And then number five, your productivity rises. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you have to understand that the adversary wants you to feel, I kind of dealt with this last night in the Wednesday night prayer session, because I don't know about anybody else, but these two things I had to really overcome. And what I'm talking about is two words that the adversary tries to use against believers. He tries to cause them to feel helpless, and he wants to cause them to feel hopeless. He wants to cause them to feel helpless, that they can't do nothing, that they're incapable of making any changes or making this anything better. He wants you to feel helpless, and then he wants you to feel hopeless. He wants you to stop expecting things to get better. He wants you to accept that things are going to be like they've always been. And so when you're helpless and you're giving in to feelings of helplessness, then you'll begin giving in to thoughts or a mindset of helplessness. And then a spirit of defeat will come upon you to cause you to feel like victory is beyond your grasp. Then he wants you to feel hopeless. And just think about these two for a while, feeling helpless or feeling hopeless. Man, when that happens, the energy goes out of you. It feels like the spiritual wind has been knocked out of you. Your motivation is gone. Your inspiration is gone. And so you start going through the motions. I remember those days. It was a long time ago. But when I think back to all them times I was just going through the motions, looking like I was lifeless when I was doing stuff, it seemed like it was a totally different person. I can't even put this Mark Roberson into that place because I've outgrown it. Just like you've outgrown weak places. You've outgrown defeated places. You've outgrown. You can't put how you are today into the place where you used to accept that in your life. You have to arise. Amen? Look at this. Go with me real quick. Luke 15. We're almost done. You getting blessed tonight? Look at this. Luke 15. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Luke 15, look at verses 18 through 20. This is, the parable about the prodigal son. Let's start at verse 18. Let's visit the son, the prodigal son, as he is working for this countryman and in the pig slough. And now he's looking at the pigs, the hogs, and he's hungry, desperate, feeling defeated, deflated, the lowest he's ever felt in his life. And he's thinking about, now he's considering eating what they have given the hogs to eat. And then the Bible says he comes to himself. You know what he did at that moment? He arose. Oh, Jesus, I give you praise. Watch this. Look at verse 18. He comes to himself and he says this. This is from the King James Bible. He says, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And the Bible says in verse 20, and he arose. Now, his thinking was still off. How his approach to his father was still off. But out of that condition he was in, out of that place he was in, he arose. He stood up. He stepped up. He stepped into, watch this, and his forward movement at that moment was to go back to daddy's house, into daddy's presence, knowing that the presence of his father would destroy the yoke of his circumstance. Glory to God. Oh. And the Bible says in verse 20, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. So you got, in other words, to come out of the places that life will try to throw at you, the twists and turns. Some of us tonight, somebody may be at a place where they don't want to be in, a place you don't like. That happens to all of us. You got to understand this, put this down in your notes. Here's a word from heaven for you. You ready? Here it is. There is always a next. Yes, 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 yes. There is always a next. Your current state is not your final state, Jesus. God always has a divine next prepared for his people. That's why you can't give in to what they're saying in the news. That's why you can't give in to the outcome of something. Why? God always has a divine next for his children. There is always a next. Whether right now, whether you're in a season of celebration, or if you're even facing a time of uncertainty, the truth of the matter is there is always a next. Don't let your present state talk you out of your divine next. And that's why the prodigal son got up. He arose, changed his posture, changed his position, changed his status instead of staying there and giving in to feeling stuck. He arose. And many times to rise up out of places and out of moments that we go through. We go through distasteful moments. They come to us all. We go through discouraging moments. They come to us all. We go through moments where we feel disappointed. They come to us all. It's what you do now when those moments come to you that will determine if you're positioned for your divine next. Oh, glory to God. So what I got to come out of? Sometimes you have to come out of, you ready? Come on. Conditions of lack. Because lack tries to convince you that you'll never have enough. Mm-mm. You're not going to make it. Lack will try to always convince you that you'll never be enough. Lack will try to convince you. Lack conditions. You got to arise out of lack conditions. Lack tries to get you to focus on not enough when you're serving the God who is more than enough. Jesus, you got to keep your faith in God's provision, because God's provision always breaks any form of insufficiency. In Jesus' name. All right. Then, glory to God, you have to arise out of conditions that come from lies. Yeah. Whether the lie is a false accusation from someone else, or the lie is something wrong you believe about yourself that God says, I didn't call you that. You have to arise out of conditions of lies. Glory to God. Because lies can hold you captive and God wants you free. Always remember, faith in God's truth silences all deception. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Mark, but if they lied on me, how do I clear my name? You walk in righteousness long term and watch how the lie falls to the ground. third condition that many times they'll try to come and you got to arise out of that is conditions of loneliness. Come on, somebody. Loneliness tries to make you feel abandoned and unseen. You know, some people who are married go through conditions of loneliness. Why? They're married. The adversary don't play fair. And watch this. And this married person will look at their loneliness and blame their spouse for their loneliness and not realizing that the accuser of the brethren is deceiving them through this condition of loneliness. You know, you got to understand how to arise out of this. Loneliness isolates you. Loneliness makes you feel alone. Loneliness makes you feel disconnected. But faith always reminds you that God is always with you and he will surround you with the right relationships. If God be for me, who can be against me? Another condition you got to arise out of that the adversary sends or life sends your way is the condition that conditions that cause limitations. Y'all getting this today? Limitations. Limitations make you feel stuck in life as if your circumstances define you. Limitations try to come at you and say, what's happening to you is your reality in spite of what you believe about you. No. We don't give in to limitations. Why? Because faith removes barriers and unlocks what once seemed impossible. Mark 9:23 says, all things are possible to him that believe. But limitations make you feel stuck. Limitations make you feel, watch this, incomplete and incompetent. Like you can't do better, you can't have better, and you can't step into better. But the devil is a lie. I hear the word of the Lord from Matthew 19:26, where it says, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then we got two more and I'll be done. Glory to God. And then there is the conditions that cause you to feel lost. Have you ever felt lost in your life? You didn't know where you were. You didn't know what to do. You didn't know where you were going. You didn't know how to get out of what you were in. You didn't even know how to get out of feeling like you were feeling lost. Conditions of lost is where the adversary uses circumstances to make you feel out of balance. The adversary uses circumstances to make you feel lost so that you can always be wondering about your life, W-O-N-D-E-R-I-N-G, wondering about your life so that you can now wander, W-A-N-D-E-R, wander through life, lost. How can you be lost when the Bible says the steps of a good man, the good woman, are ordered by the Lord? When did God stop ordering your steps? He didn't. So then the other question comes up, when did you stop believing in God ordering your steps? Who or what convinced you that God wasn't leading you? Oh, man. And then finally, another condition you got to arise out of is conditions that cause you to feel you're losing in life. I think all of us have felt this at one time or another, feeling like you're losing in life. You're losing in that family relationship. You're losing in the relationship with your children. You're losing in the relationship with your finances. You're losing in being promoted in life, advancing in life. You're losing. Conditions of losing is where the adversary uses circumstances to make you feel defeated, helpless, and hopeless. There they are. But you got to understand there's always a next, and you have to choose to arise. Let's end with this today. I just want to, because see, I just want to help you recognize how life and life situations and circumstances can sometimes come and try to push you into one of these conditions we just discussed and try to get you to accept it. And you got to understand, No, there's a divine next. You have to understand that you have to allow your faith to be stirred. How is my faith going to be disturbed? The entrance of his word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. You know, when we look at some biblical examples, for example, like Joseph. Joseph who was lied on. That would have been reason enough to give in to discouragement. But then not only was he lied on, before he was lied on, he was betrayed by his brothers. Wow. Not only was he betrayed by his brothers, he was sold as a slave by his brothers who made money off of him, and he was sold to some travelers. Then he was sold again to Potiphar in Egypt. Then the lie came. Man, what would you do if that was you? It seemed like one negative thing happened after another. One negative thing. And all, can you imagine Joseph wondering, what did I do to cause this? But there was a word that Joseph had to learn. Joseph, you got to arise out of this. And the Bible lets us know that Joseph moved from a prison to the palace because he did not allow what was happening to him now to destroy his next. Oh, he had a divine next. He had a divine next. He had a vision for a next. That's why even in prison, he was on best behavior. And the prison guard put him over everything. That's why, as a slave in Potiphar's house, Potiphar put him over everything. His behavior showed you that he always had a vision for his next. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. What about Ruth? Ruth, whose husband died. She didn't plan that when she got married. She could have been grieving for the rest of her life. Then she devoted herself to her mother-in-law. And here she is now going to a new land, new country, new people there. But she yielded to her mother-in-law. And Ruth didn't allow what was happening to her now to affect her next. And she stepped into her divine next through a covenant connection and bold decisions from listening to her mother-in-law instead of living bitter, living bothered. Yeah, that woman started living better in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So these are things that you have to do. Here's how you're going to rise. I'm done. But here's how you're going to rise. Number one, you got to keep believing. You got to rise in your believing. Keep believing God. This is not the time to stop. Keep believing. Make adjustments. Start hearing or listening to the word more. But you keep believing God. It's time to keep believing. Number two, keep standing. God has not forgotten about you. I share something with a pastor today, and I share it. And they were sharing how they were going through a lot. And so I share with them that you have not failed. God says you have not failed him. And somebody tonight, you need to hear that you have not failed God. And you have not failed yourself because you haven't quit on God. You have not failed your family. So keep standing. You got to rise and being established in God's word and his word to you. And from that, you're going to strengthen your root system. And then finally, number three, keep expecting your situation to turn supernaturally. Keep expecting your situation to turn supernaturally. So what are you doing? You got to rise in your expectation and rise in your determination and say to yourself, I will not be denied in Jesus' name. Did you get those three? Keep believing. Keep standing. Keep expecting your situation to turn supernaturally and watch God work. Let's pray. Father, we give you praise tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for the Spirit of God teaching us and opening our eyes to see what we didn't see before. Opening our ears to hear what we hadn't heard before. Opening our hearts to receive an impartation we've never caught before. Opening our minds to perceive and process revelation at a level we've never thought about before. Lord, we yield to you and we choose to arise in the name of Jesus. We will not give in to what's happening to us now. We will not give in to the conditions life has tried to push us into or push us to accept. We will not give in to anything that has gone wrong in our lives. No, Father, we're doing what your word says. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So we believe we receive your glory. We believe we receive tonight. We believe we receive help. I pray for those who need help tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being a very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you for helping the wives who are on tonight to not give in to discouragement, depression, or any down days. Thank you for helping the husbands who are on tonight to not give in to discouragement or any down days in the name of Jesus. Thank you for helping all the singles who are on tonight, letting them know that they, hallelujah, are not lonely individuals. They're not abandoned individuals. They're not stuck in life. Thank you, Father, for helping those who need that healing hand from you to touch them and give them strength, vitality, mobility in this season of their lives in Jesus' name. Thank you for helping those who need a financial miracle, a financial breakthrough. Thank you for helping us. We give you praise and thanksgiving for divine help tonight in Jesus' name. Now, your part is to say, Lord, I believe I receive it. Lord, I believe I receive your help. Tell them, Lord, I believe I receive you help, your help. I believe you're helping me, Lord, in such and such situation. I don't know what your situation is. Let them know. I believe I receive you helping me in such and such situation, whatever it is. And you declare, I will not be denied in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and thanksgiving for demonstrating your word to us, manifesting your word for us, activating your word upon us and in us. In Jesus' name, and all God's people say amen. God bless you, dear heart. Come on, put those hands together. Give them praise. Somebody, give them praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I pray that you take this word and you be encouraged. You encourage yourself in the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are not marking time. You are not stuck in life. And you are not missing out on life. The life giver himself, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, came that you might have life and that more abundantly. So you don't think that you're getting too old or you miss this, you miss that. Stop that kind of talk. Stop talking like that to yourself. Stop thinking like that. Stop thinking that you messed up this and messed up that. No, you're in right position because you are stepping into your divine next in Jesus' name. You receive that? One more time, give God praise.
We truly hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Mark Roberson of Faith Word Fellowship. Please visit us at one of our two locations. If you're in Buffalo, New York, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship International. And if you're in the St. Catharines, Ontario, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship Canada. To learn more about Faith Word Fellowship, or to contact Pastor Mark, or to even access other teachings by Pastor Mark, please visit us at www.faithwordfellowship.org. And always remember, one word from God and you will never be the same again.